for McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore.
And Gila.
Oh, look out!
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy.
Have you got your trivia head on, Pippa Moore?
I don't.
No?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's too early.
Cancel the show. I've got to go home and get my trivia head on. Right, we can't start without it.
Castle Raid this evening. We've got our Give Me Five for Kids fundraiser. We're going to be there.
Trivia, prizing,
raffles. Some great prizes.
Everything's happening there. It's going to be fabulous.
Talking about prizes, I want to talk to someone today who won $250,000 yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing we're doing?
Oh, that's a real thing we're doing. We're going to chat with the MasterChef winner.
Oh, I see what you did there. Very good. Yes, Diana's coming on the show. I'm so excited just to pick her brains and also just casually invite her over to my house to make me just a small crock and bush.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm like, oh, why didn't I win the $250,000?
Because you didn't go on the competition.
You know, I applied for Survivor.
Did you really?
I've applied for it 2 years in a row.
Have you?
No reply at all.
There you go.
Do you think I'd be good on it? I'm good. I don't need my creature comforts.
In the wild? I feel like you do need your creature comforts.
I don't know
how many, you know, vegan things they'd have on the island.
Do you think you'd be able to, like, you get a reward and they've got cheeseburgers and go, guys, I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah, if I could just get this sans cheese, that'd be great. Yeah.
Hey, also, Dubbo decides not too far away. Smash for cash worth $1,450. Plus, Pippa's going to bring couples therapy
Dubbo. That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to couples therapy.
Yeah, I'm just going to be saving relationships all across the Central West.
If you're in a relationship and need some help, we're doing that just after 7. Right now, Justin Bieber, Desposito of Pippa and Jimmy, your new way to get up. Morning.
Come and move it.
Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
And now, Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
Let's do it, Pippa. Let's make another call for Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
We are calling Erin this morning. If you know an Erin, hope you're sending her telepathic messages right now to answer her phone. Don't get on the phone and call her, though, because we're trying to call her.
Erin, you've got 4 rings to pick up and answer. Get up with Pippa and Jimmy on hit.
$350. That's one ring.
2 rings.
3
rings. Come on. Come on, Erin. 4. No.
Oh, Erin, what are you doing?
You've missed out, Erin.
Erin, 703, what are you possibly
doing? Name, number, and short message. Thanks.
That doesn't sound like an Erin, but possibly it could be. Unfortunate, because you've just missed out on $350 with Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
I'm just checking the number.
Yep.
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 Yeah, that was
called it right.
That was
great.
Right. Yeah.
Great. Okay, there you go.
Called it right. Sorry,
cool, awkward. Someone will get $400 tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
We do.
Thanks to Mars Group Family Properties, house and land packages available now. Visit their display homes, Pippa. It's couples therapy. We're doing it right after Selena Gomez's Bad Liars. Pippa and Jimmy for hit 93.5. Morning.
I was walking with my feelings on fire. Guess I'm a bad liar.
Selena Gomez on hit 93.5, 707, currently 0 degrees around the slopes and plains. We are speaking with the MasterChef winner after 7:30 this morning. We do it all thanks to Macca's. Try new Macca's chicken tenders made for snacking, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m. And now it's time for couples therapy.
Look, what do you think about couples therapy?
Couples therapy?
Couples therapy. Look, Thayer up there, he's got this doctor. He says he's a hell of a guy.
No, I know a therapist who will work wonders with somebody like you.
And that therapist is Mrs. Dr. Pippa Moore.
Thank you. Step into my office. Welcome.
Okay.
Dubbo in the Central West, I am here to provide a service to you and the relationships
free of charge,
you're in.
Of course.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I'm a person for my people. I'm all about giving. And I'm here because I feel like I have some advice and wise counsel that I can offer relationships that might just help you out.
Relax into your lazy boy
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, that's
and
right.
Take into, in this your, couples therapy.
Into your car seat, perhaps wherever you are. I'd like to talk today about something that often can get couples into hot water is when your partner tells you something that really sends you up the wall.
Yeah.
Science would tell us that in the history of using the phrase calm down, that it has actually never caused someone to calm down.
100%. No one calms down. They just get more angry when you tell them
like
to calm down.
You might as well say to them, I can see you're really upset about this. If you could just turn up the dial slightly on how you're already feeling about this, that would be great. That's the equivalent of telling someone to calm down. It doesn't work. Blokes out there, if your missus is getting riled up about something, the one phrase you do not ever use is you need to calm down. Oh. Why don't you just calm down? Oh, calm down, mate. Jeez, calm down. Why are you being so emotional about this? Oh. It's like if you had a Tyrannosaurus Rex soundbite there, that's what we'd be playing.
You know, if one thing should be politically incorrect, it should be
telling someone to calm down. It actually has the opposite effect. And we need to stop it. Couples of Dubbo and the Central West, I plead with you, this is not the way to go about this.
I saw a meme once.
Yeah.
And it had a picture of a serene background and it said, me during an argument. And then it had a picture of a storm brewing and it said, me after someone's told me to calm down.
Yeah. It's so true. We want to know on 13, 12, 16, what does your partner tell you that drives you up the wall?
Give us a call right now for couples therapy, free of charge, of course.
That's right.
Foo Fighters, Long Road to Ruin. We're going to get your calls on next.
Hopefully that's not the phrase that some people use about their relationships, being on a long road to ruin. If you are, call us.
The news today, one flag was taken down.
Billy's on Hit 93.5. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy. 7:14. Tops at 20 degrees around the slopes and plains today. Smash for cash worth $1,450. Your cue to call just after we speak with the MasterChef winner after 7:30 this morning. We're doing couples therapy at the moment.
We are. We've stepped into the therapy office.
And Pippa, you've given the one most essential bit of advice to any couple out there.
Absolutely. In the history of mankind, using the phrase calm down has never and will never cause the person to actually calm down. Don't do it. If you want your partner to enter into a rage blackout, by all means, do that. But if you want them to calm down, that's the phrase you absolutely do not ever use.
13, 12, 16, we're asking the question, what is the thing that your partner says
that just drives you up the wall?
Let's go to the phones right now.
Daniel, you've called into the therapy's office and what is the phrase that your partner used that winds you up?
That everything's always going to be okay, that nothing's ever a rush.
Oh, nothing's ever a rush and that everything's going to be okay. Why does that really grind your gears?
Oh, because I'm usually a really on-time person and I'm just like everything in sort of a routine base, but it takes my partner usually about an hour or 2 hours to get dressed and...
Oh, right, no. Not the most punctual person on the planet. And does that just just send you up the wall?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a big thing for me as well. I like to be on time.
You're a punctual person.
Punctual person.
Yeah, the tardiness can really wind some people up.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm a person that's like, I don't like being too early for something because... I just feel like then you're just waiting around.
Oh, you like to be fashionably late.
Fashionably late. Oh, no. If it's fashionable, I like to be it.
Sorry, Pippa, but we can't be together.
At Hit. We're world famous.
Hit 93.5. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy, 7:45. Tops at 20 degrees around the slopes and plains today. We do it all thanks to Macca's. Dry new Macca's chicken tenders made for snacking. Made for family. Available after 10:30 a.m. Pippa holding on the line right now.
The probably most popular Australian in the country now.
Yep. She won MasterChef last night.
Oh, $250,000.
Oh, I should ask her for some cash.
Yeah, if you're feeling a bit short.
I feel a bit short at the moment. Let's go. Let's say hello to her.
Pippa and Jimmy.
From Channel 10's MasterChef, the winner joins us right now. A massive
round of
applause.
Please be upstanding with your wooden spoon. Across the country, ladies and gentlemen, Diana, welcome to Pippa and Jimmy.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Talking about wooden spoons, do you get like a special golden wooden spoon to signify your triumphant victory?
I should have, shouldn't I?
Yes, you did get a trophy.
I get my name engraved on this trophy.
That's nice. I saw you holding up like a giant plate. Is that just what you're going to serve hors d'oeuvres on for the rest of your life?
If totally. Dinner? Yeah. Totally. Just, and if it doesn't fit the plate, it's not going on the table.
That's exactly right. Just brag the crap out of that, I say. Absolutely.
Now, actually, there's one dish that I would like to make, in particular a sauce. Sure. I was wondering if we get any advice. I want to make my own homemade tomato sauce. How would I do it?
Well, you get fresh tomatoes, blanch it in some hot boiling water. You got to score the top of the bottom of the tomato so that you can peel the skin off. And then once that's blanched in hot water, you peel the skin off and then you blitz that in. And you can, add some garlic, some onions, or any aromats that you want. And
Beautiful.
That's it. There you go.
Now, Diana, speaking of sauce and sauce bottles, Jimmy has a bit of a fetish for tomato sauce. In fact, he has actually gone to great lengths to steal empty sauce bottles from restaurants. And it's been a great source of contention between us as to whether or not this is classed as a crime.
Yeah.
If you were managing the restaurant and someone was nicking your empty sauce bottles, would you be like, man, lock that guy up?
Well, it depends. I might get him to promote it for me. You know, you never know what you get out of it.
Okay, there you go. Diana, we're so thrilled that you are the winner of MasterChef 2017. Are all of your friends just saying to you now, oh, Diana, congratulations, do you want to come over for dinner and you can cook?
Totally. And this is the funny part. So I had friends that last week they were like, oh, can we have dinner? And I go, yeah, sure, come over. And I got so sick of cooking for everyone. I said, okay, you guys are going to have some steamboat tonight, which is basically I make the broth and then they have to cook it themselves.
Great.
In the hot pot.
Excellent.
So I was like, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, make them work a little bit for it rather than just being a...
Nah, but, I love entertaining. So, my friends definitely reap the benefits from it.
Fantastic. And what's next for Diana, MasterChef Queen of Australia?
Look, guys, I've been inundated with, plenty of opportunities. But, the main thing for me is my food concept, which is the fresh casual restaurant. I want to do wholesome, nourishing food with fusion flavors. That's the main thing. But the other opportunity that's sort of presented itself in the past few weeks is to promote tourism in Malaysia. That's going to be like a food and travel show, who knows? I tell everyone, just watch this space. A lot of planning in the works. But, really exciting things coming.
Fantastic. Just one last question, Diana, before I let you go. I've made myself a vegan Thai green curry yesterday, and I've got the leftovers in the fridge. Delicious. What's the optimal amount of microwave time that I need to pop it in the microwave for?
I'd say 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah. Excellent.
Straight from the master chef's mouth.
That's right. You heard it here first, people. Diana, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we can't wait to see you take the world by storm.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. See you later.
Bye.
MasterChef winner Diana there on Hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy. Justin Bieber and DJ Khalida up next, and Smash for Cash.
At Hit.
Dubbo for everything Apple, PC and more.
Pippa and Jimmy's
Smash for Cash.
It is time to do Smash for Cash, and Crystal's on the line. How you doing, Crystal?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We are fantastic. $1,450 could be yours if you correctly guess what we have smashed with a hammer. Jimmy, let's hear that sound again.
Let's have a quick little listen-o to this one.
Crystal, what do you think we've smashed with a hammer?
Is it a liquid tape dispenser?
Oh, a liquid tape dispenser.
Like those correction tape dispenser, the ones that come out in tape.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Can I ask, have you tried to do it at home, smash a liquid tape dispenser to see if that's what it is?
That would probably be one of the things on the list I may have smashed.
Oh, really? Crystal's doing a bit of DIY smash for cash. Okay.
Crystal, for $1,450, is it a liquid tape dispenser? Sorry,
no,
Crystal.
No, it's not. But great job taking matters into your own hands. Don't smash anything too valuable or precious. You know, handle with care, obviously.
Oh, and hey, Crystal, before you go, have you heard of our Gimme Five for Kids charity fundraiser tonight, the Castle Ray, 7 p.m.?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
excellent.
Oh, are we going to see you down there?
Maybe.
Oh, exciting.
I'd love to meet you, Crystal. Better luck next time. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, bye.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call anytime about anything. But up next, I've got to give Dubbo and the Central West another gold star for doing something good. Hit 93.5 with Kygo. First time. Morning, it's Pippa and Jimmy. 8:16, 2 degrees around the slopes and plains as we speak. Join us this evening at the Castlereagh Hotel from 6:30 for registration for our Give Me Five for Kids Quiz-a-Me fundraiser.
What about how?
Jimmy, what about how Heinz healthy, in inverted commas, toddler snack foods have been found to be full of sugar?
How much sugar?
So a food for toddlers marketed as being made entirely out of fruit and vegetables contains so much sugar, it should be deemed a confectionery item.
Oh, it should be deemed like a Kit Kat or...
Yeah, like just a lolly.
Packet of clouds.
Yeah, that's right. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, launched legal action in June last year after a complaint by the Obesity Policy Coalition about food products for toddlers. They're saying that this particular food product features images of fruits and vegetables and claims to be 99% fruit and vegetable. However, the council representing the ACCC, Tom Duggan, told the court that berries, apple and veg variety contains 68.7 grams of sugar per 100 grams.
Wow, this is as reported by The New Daily.
That's right.
Now, Pippa, you know what's been getting me going lately?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this new food star rating system?
Oh, yes. You've been telling me about this.
Oh, and on the front of most things, it's starting to pop up everywhere. It's a star rating between 0.5 stars and 5 stars for how healthy the food is.
Okay.
Now, great. I love the idea.
This is helping consumers.
You know, you can look at a product and go, hey, I thought that was really healthy, but it's only 1 star.
So
I'll avoid it or I'll have a tiny bit in my diet.
Yep.
For example, a lot of biscuits.
Sweet biscuits, confectionery, they would have a very low star rating as opposed to fresh fruit and veg, which would have high.
Yeah. Now, something that's got me going is I love baked beans.
Oh, they're delicious.
But I'm under no illusion that they're beans covered in sugar-filled tomato sauce.
I didn't know this.
Absolutely. One of the top ingredients on baked beans has always been sugar. And I love it. I'm not going to deny that I love my baked beans on a hash brown for a Saturday morning. But I've got an issue because a lot of baked beans have a 4.5 star rating on the front of the baked beans.
This is a bit misleading.
Because yesterday I went to the local shops and I bought a packet of snap frozen beans.
Yes.
Bird's eye beans.
Okay, so essentially fresh frozen vegetables.
Fresh frozen vegetables
yep.
and one ingredient, beans. That's it. What star rating do you think that would be worth?
That would be a 5.
You'd think, but no, it's also a 4.5 star. Equal.
The same.
Equal to baked beans covered in sugar-filled tomato sauce.
How does this work?
Who's making up these ratings?
Who is? It's not like the gold star system that we've got going on that we're giving out stars for.
Foolproof. And let's be honest as well, tonic water is you know, maybe not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's definitely healthier than a sugar-filled soft drink.
Yes.
Also 0.5 star compared to normal soft drink, 0.5 star. So I've got an issue with this rating system.
Yeah, I bet you do. Everybody knows that that sugar is just not great for you in high quantities.
You really need to, you know, watch the amount of sugar you're using.
Yeah.
But I've got an issue when you've got a 4.5 star rating on the front of something which is filled with sugar.
I bet you do. Flip it over. Read the ingredients, people. You might be surprised at what you find. The
stars Bruno Mars, Versace on the floor. No place I'd rather be in this world. This is Hit 93.5. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy. And we are 2 minutes away from 9 and 20 degrees is your top today. Oh, 2 minutes away from 9 means we've got to get off the radio.
It's sad, isn't it?
Oh, they're kicking us out.
It's the saddest time of the day.
And yeah, it's when Mike from Workday comes knocking on the door.
I've had enough out of you. Get out.
Get out of the studio, mate.
Hey, tonight, guys, Castlereagh Hotel from 6:30 p.m. Quiz and Me are doing a fundraising event supporting Give Me Five for Kids in the Children's Ward at Dubbo Base Hospital. We're going to be there. There's going to be a whole heap of fun games. There is a raffle, and the prizes, let me tell you, first prize are return flights from Dubbo to either Melbourne or Brizzy.
Oh, nice.
Valued at $1,000. Second prize is 6-month gold pass to Reading Cinemas. That's basically 2 movie tickets per week for 6 months.
Whoa.
Third prize, creating memories package, 4 tickets to Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice at Dubbo Theatre.
Great.
And 4 main meals at the Castlereagh Hotel. And just a whole bunch of other stuff that you can win. Great way to get involved for a great cause.
Yeah, and a big shout out as well to all the great businesses that have come on board for this one. Our great sales team as well, who's got these great prizes to give away, and also Victoria, who runs the promotions department here, for organising all this for tonight. It's going to be a great fundraiser. All the money raised directly to Dubbo Base Hospital. So make sure you come along. It kicks off 6:30 p.m. this evening at the Castlereagh Hotel.
It's going to be a great night. Hope to see you there.
Fantastic. Now, if you missed any of the show today, we did catch up with the MasterChef winner, Diana.
Yes.
Catch it at hit.com.au. Click the catch up button. But until tomorrow.
See you, friends.
Bye.
Bye. Carrie Bickmore.